The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, as Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must sign up in the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it is your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board and not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. Number one, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. Two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the County Commission as herein provided. Three, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section statute 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from a mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good or without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Thank you. We have a unique situation tonight in that we do have a quorum, but we only have three board members. Could you read us how that's handled?
Yes, under voting, each Board of Adjustment member shall be entitled to one vote on all issues presented to the Board of Adjustment. It shall require the concurring vote of at least three members of the Board of Adjustment to constitute a decision on the Board of Adjustment. And B, if at a hearing before the Board of Adjustment there is present only three members of the Board of Adjustment, then in such event the applicant of the proceeding shall have a one-time option to continue the hearing until the next regularly scheduled Board of Adjustment meeting at which there exists a quorum of members of the Board of Adjustment, and the matter shall be heard at that meeting without another option pursuant to this paragraph to continue the hearing to a later date. This option shall be requested prior to any evidence being received by the Board of Adjustment for the particular project or application.
And I will ask each applicant when you come up here if you would like to exercise that. The next thing we need to do is anyone that signed in, I need you to stand up, raise your right hand, and be sworn in. Do you swear to give honest testimony to this board tonight? Say, I do. Thank you. You're sworn in. Since we're probably going to have a long-winded meeting, we've got Wayne and Carrie Price that have a real simple setback request. We're going to go ahead and bring them up first, get them knocked off real quick. Wayne, I see you're the only one signed up, so it looks like there's nobody opposed. Scott, we've already discussed this. Do you want to give us the details? Or
I can real quick show you the pictures. Number 17, case number 1707B, it's a setback variance. This one is on State Highway 176, Walnut Shade, kind of zooming into the property. They're just kind of the contours. This is somewhat that location of the building. Then we have pictometry views of the property from the north, south, the east, the west. And the applicants, Wayne and Carrie Price, are requesting a variance from Section 7, Table 1, setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The applicant is requesting a variance from the required 50-foot front property line setback requirement, state highways, in order to allow for the construction of a new 36 by 52 storage building. The applicant is requesting a 40-foot front setback variance, allowing the new structure to be constructed 40 feet from the front property line. The subject's property is approximately 1.12 acres in size per the assessor's information. There's currently a single family home built in 1988 and two utility buildings on the property. Of course, the applicant is requesting the front setback variance due to the change in the slope of the area for the building, approximately 76 feet from the front of the property line. With a 40-foot variance and a 36-foot for the building width, the building can be built without the hardship of working with the increased slope at 76 feet from the front property line. The pad will be filled and a retaining wall blocks used to level the site for the building as compared to the existing utility building to the north. If the building is moved back to the 50-foot setback, the added elevation would make the entrance to the storage building very steep due to the added height to the level site to level the site. The original request was for a 20-foot setback, but after careful measurement, it would work with a 40-foot setback. This is the existing building that would be to the north of the new building. These are just photographs from the edge of the highway, looking up the driveway. This is pretty much right in the front. And you can kind of see some stakes there, building location. Here's where our slope starts really jumping up. This is looking towards the south. This is the view along the highway. This is kind of from the front yard. It's kind of straight on to where the building would go. And I've already read our revised statute that gives you the following powers and the duties. If the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this setback variance, case 17-7, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One would be approval of a setback variance of 40 feet from the front property line adjoining Missouri State Highway 176, allowing for the construction of a new storage building, which will be located 40 feet from the front property line. Two would be compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And three, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Thank you. Yep. Does any member of the board have any questions for Mr. Price?
Is this sewer or septic that you have out there?
Septic, but it's
nowhere
not
near that. No. You're not putting any kind of septic in this building. It's just a storage building.
That's it. Any other questions? We ready to rule? Need a motion?
I'd make a motion to approve this variance request as it's presented to us.
Second?
I'll second.
Any other discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Thank you.
You're approved. Thank you.
Okay. And Wayne, we'll have your decision of record like the person next week. Just give us a call at the office.
Okay.
Case number 17-04A, Gary Billingsley.
Case number 17-4A, the location is 226 Stony Point Drive, Gary Billingsley, represented by Murray Powers, who's at the podium. What I've done is just put the PowerPoint that came through the original planning commission and then added on to the back end for the appeal. Branson Creek Boulevard, Here's the main entrance going in on Fieldstone. And as you go in, go left, and it's Stony Point Road. You can see where the house is at the corner. Continue just... These are just some photographs that were taken of the property. For the assessor's information, the single-family residence was constructed in 2007. It's lot 29, Phase 1, Fieldstone Bluffs. It's approximately 0.25 acres in size. The Taney County Development Guidance Code defines a residential building structure or part thereof that may be rented for any period of less than 30 calendar days, counting portions of days as full days, and that's a nightly rental definition. The maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom, and one off-street parking space shall be provided for each two persons of occupancy in a nightly rental. Project received a score of a negative one on the policy checklist. Staff recommendations for the Planning Commission were as follows. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two were compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District. Three, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Four would be no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Six, the residence located at 226 Stony Point Drive shall accommodate or sleep no more than the maximum occupancy, which is two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. And the 226 Stony Point Drive vacation rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Eight, the current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in the Taney County Planning Office. Nine, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. That's the presentation that was given to the Planning Commission.
And we have quite you're the applicant?
Yes.
Which I've got some more on here, Dan.
Okay,
if you want
go ahead. Keep going.
The applicant, Marie Powers, has requested an appeal, and this is appeal number 1717. The approval of a special use permit 1717 for nightly rental failed during the May 15th Planning Commission regular meeting with a vote of 2-3 on the motion to approve of the five members present. Within the application of the appeal, the applicant indicates the error in the Planning Commission's denial based on four factors. These four factors in the application were, to the date of the application, there have been 18 homes and villas in this same location who have been granted a Division 3 special use permit for nightly rental. Two, with only five board members present, there was a tie, which was broken with a nay by the Vice Chair, Dave Stewart, who gave no legal or compliance or compatibility reason for his vote. Three, although the vote ended in a tie with the Vice Chair voting, I do not believe the vote followed the rules to be considered valid. And four, since there was no legal, compliance, or compatibility reasons given for the denial, it would seem that the vote may have been subjective to according to their feelings toward Gary Billingsley. And I think maybe a little bit of the history so that you could follow along what's been happening since February. I won't read them all off because I'm sure you guys have looked at all these. On March 13th, there was 177 North Tuscany that was not approved. All these on the upper were approved. On March 20th, there was approval. And then we've added two new ones since our last meeting, June 19th, 141 Monte Cristo Drive, approved, and July 24th, 122 Fieldstone.